And then we're going to recess for public hearings. Makes the motion.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley, second, Mr. Hudson.
Sure, that works.
Questions? We'll take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mr. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
I'll be yes. We're now back in public session for public hearings. Mr. Moore.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules of procedure for County Council zoning hearings. When Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because Council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County, in its zoning land use decisions, does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, source of income, sex, creed, marital status, age, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the commission hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the commission hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, Council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. There will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless Council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, or persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak and are present in the chambers, you are required to come to the front and stand at the speaker stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you participate telephonically, please state your name and address before you give your statement. When you speak, please turn off any electronics and make sure there is no background noise or discussions. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. If testimony is repetitive, then you may be asked to move on to another topic. Remember, it's the quality of the testimony that is persuasive, not the quantity. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or to switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, Council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Commission has not issued its recommendation report at the time of the Council hearing, Council will defer action on the application in those cases. In those cases only, Council shall accept and consider written comments from the public on the Commission's recommendations to the Council for a period of 5 calendar days following the Commission's issuance of its recommendations. This does not preclude the Council from requesting additional information as otherwise permitted. Furthermore, once the record is closed, the Council, on my advice, will not read or respond substantively to any mail, email, text, or engage in any conversations about the application. Their decision will be made only based on the record established at both Council and Commission hearings. The only matter we have this afternoon, Mr. President, is an ordinance to amend the future land use map. Mr. Whitehouse.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel and its district 234, map 23, parcel 270.00. To provide a brief overview, Mr. President, this is a request to change the designation of one parcel with that tax parcel ID, which is located On the north side of Long Neck Road, approximately a quarter of a mile southeast of John J. Williams Highway. The area of the parcel is approximately 31 acres, more or less, and the request is to consider the potential amendments of the future land use map from the commercial area, which is shaded in red on the map, to the coastal area, which is shaded in yellow on the map. Submitted into the record, Mr. President, we have a copy of the PLUS comments and the copy of the PLUS submission letter to the State Planning Office. We have a copy of the staff memo, and we have a copy of a letter that has been received from the applicant. Plus, we also have a copy of the applicant's PLUS submission. We have received zero comments in support, zero comments in opposition. I would note the application has been noticed in two newspapers of general circulation, and it was reported to the Planning and Zoning Commission, where a public hearing was held at its meeting of November 4th. At the conclusion of the public hearing on November 4th, the Commission recommended that the ordinance be adopted, and a copy of the minutes of that meeting is included in Council's paperless packet. Thank you.
Any questions from Council? If not, Mr. Fuqua.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Jim Fuqua. I represent Baywood LLC. Robert Tunnell is here on behalf of Baywood. And something I don't say very often is that I'm going to be very brief. The proposed amendment to the future land use map that we're talking about relates to conditional to a change of zone 1922, and that was a hearing that was held on June 29th of this year. The Planning and Zoning Commission had unanimously recommended approval of change of zone 1922 with conditions, and one of those conditions was that the future land use map be amended, changing the designation from commercial to coastal. CZ 1922 application involves five tax map parcels of land, four of which are already in the coastal area, while this parcel 270 is designated as the commercial area. As you know, both the commercial and the coastal areas are growth areas under the comp plan, and this amendment will make uniform the coastal area designation for all five of the parcels. As Jamie stated, the proposed amendment was reviewed by the Office of State Planning Coordination at its July meeting. The comments from the State Planning Office state that parcel 270 is located in an investment level 2 and 3 of the State Strategies Plan, that the parcel is actually currently in a higher area commercial than the requested zone, coastal, and that the state has no objection to the amendment. And again, as was stated, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommended your approval of the amendment at its November meeting. Since the coastal designation is a less intense classification, the coastal designation is consistent with the other designations in the area, and the amendment will permit a consistent area designation for all five of the parcels involved in CZ 1922. Now, it's taken over 5 months to get from our hearing before council to today's hearing on the amendment to the future land use map, which, as I said, was one of the conditions recommended by the Planning and Zoning Commission. So if you agree with the opinion of the State Planning Office that this is appropriate, and if you agree with the recommendation of the Planning Commission, and if you're beginning to feel some of the spirit of the coming holidays, it would be the applicant's request that you would approve the future land use map amendment today, and perhaps place CZ 1922 on next Tuesday's council agenda for decision. Merry Christmas.
That's a big ask.
Hey.
Okay. Well, my client's been good this year, and I
and I think this is either your second or your third short presentation. The prior two were you were successful. It was the longer ones that you had trouble with.
Well, not to belabor this, but in the past, there was a councilman one time gave me a note that said, Fuqua's presentation, less than 10 minutes, full density. you know.
Sat right in this chair.
Half an hour or more, you know, 20% reduction. Over an hour, 30% reduction. Over 2 hours, denied. It's just not that easy, though.
Yeah. Do you have anything else to add, Mr. Fuqua? Any questions from the council?
No.
Okay. Do you have anyone else here that would like to speak?
No.
Is there anyone in the chambers that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone in favor? Seeing none, is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone in opposition? Seeing none, operator, can you check to see if there's anyone listening remotely that would like to opine on this matter?
At this time, there's no one online.
Thank you. Mr. President, at this time, we can close the public hearing on this matter. If council desires, close the public record.
Close public hearing. Okay, with council, close public record. Mr. Moore, will you short title, please?
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. An ordinance to amend the future land use map of the comprehensive plan in relation to tax parcel number 23423, parcel 270. And in the motion from Mrs. Stevenson, it said that this is consistent with other land use classifications around the property and less intensive land use classification going from commercial area to coastal area.
Could you read again when you first started? I didn't. I went to read the right numbers, all the right parcels.
Oh, I'm sorry. 234.
Right.
23, map 23, parcel 270.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We'll make sure I had the right number. That's
okay.
All.
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Second.
Motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions on the motion? We will take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes. We don't need to. I don't need to base it on anything.
For the reasons that you heard today and the motion that was made.
Yes, based on the reasons I heard today and the motion that was made.
Schaefer.
I vote yes based on the testimony I heard today.
Mrs. Green.
I vote yes based on the testimony here today.
Mr. Riley.
I agree with Mrs. Stevenson's comment that this is actually a less intensive use, and based on what I heard today, I vote yes.
I also agree with Mr. Stevenson's comments and the testimony today. I'll vote yes. Motion carried.
Do you need any action to put it on the agenda for next week?
What are we putting on
possible?
What was the ask again?
That was the actual zoning that had been through planning and zoning, and it was waiting to come up here. Is that correct, Mr. Weyas?
It's CZ 1922.
So it's not this.
No, correct. Not this.
It would be
it was associated with us.
Sent us an email asking us to put it on.
That's what I thought.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Is there a reason we
I had asked for a request to have it on next week.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're batting 1,000 good. Today. Look at that.
Yeah.
Well, you're batting 1,000 getting it on.
I'll get out of here.
Better leave while you're.
Then both to adjourn.
So
motion, Mr. Hudson. Second, Mr. Schaefer. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Schaefer.
Yes.
Mrs. Green.
Yes.
Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
I will now adjourn. Thank you.